We're on a night run. Boy, you better hold your tongue. Talking like you're coming from Kingdom Come. Rhythm and reeling the feeling. I'm riding the sun.
Breaths. All right, welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. My name is Michael Graham.
And I'm going by Duff now.
Ew, why?
What? Because it's like, it's Dirty Yuri, Fist of Fury abbreviated.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And with us is our special guest, Brad Vance. What's up, Brad?
Brad Vance.
Oh, I am reeling from the genitalia and breasts and buttholes already.
All right. We've got a few in already.
Yeah. Warm-up exercise.
Before we get too started, just get a little bit closer to your mic. Yeah.
How's that?
A little bit closer.
There we go.
Yeah,
swallow that mic.
Now don't be shy.
All right. So this is a special episode because this is Brad's second time with us.
This is his second return. Yeah, second. Yeah.
He brought us copies of his novel, Stabitha.
Stabitha, dude.
I can't.
I'm stoked.
This is going with me everywhere until I finish it. Yeah.
I'm reading it to bed.
Excellent.
hell, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy.
And
so how's everyone been?
Great. Super.
Yeah.
I finished the first draft of my feature screenplay today.
And we were talking about that's the one that you're taking to Austin with you.
Yeah, Austin Film Festival. Taking it to, putting it to competition. We'll see if it's still there when I get there. But that's the dream, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Usually, like, how many drafts do you put out?
Ooh, well, this is my second feature. The first one, I labeled it like 7 major drafts.
Holy fuck.
I mean, there's tinker drafts, like point ones and stuff. But when you get big notes and someone says you need to move this somewhere and make it more climactic and involve so-and-so and really push stuff around, then that's a major revision. So, yeah.
Do you remember those essays, Mike, where they would give you, like, this essay has to be 2,000 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was counting every fucking word. I don't care if that motherfucker cut off mid-sentence.
Just 2,000
as soon as it was fucking 2,000, that's it. Pencils down.
Bell rang.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I was never a writer like that.
Yeah, my script now is 78 pages, which, I mean, it's going to be what they call ultra-low budget horror, so probably around $100,000 budget, because I know I can raise that, and I know I can get people to work on back-end percentage points.
Yeah.
But it needs to be like 90 minutes, so.
That's roughly about what like a movie like that is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you need some free PA work, I'm down for that.
Oh, yeah, free. Yeah, I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, honestly, I don't mind. Yeah, I don't mind, honestly. It's fun for me. I miss doing it, so.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I know I can. You know, I mean, the thing is about a horror is you can pretty much write any piece of shit and someone will fund it because the break even is almost guaranteed.
Right. Yeah.
So having a solid script, I don't see a whole lot of problems getting that money.
Who's going to be the star?
Yeah, if you guys watched that short yet, Arriving in 4.
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, shame. Shame. Ba-ding, ding, shame. Ba-ding, ding.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
So can I find it?
On his Venmo.
Oh.
Vimeo.
Yeah. Venmo.
I know, they're all like weirdo words. But the two guys in that, Cody Hamilton and Paul Sean Ward.
Do you need a dead guy by chance? I'll play the dead guy.
You need, I have some, like, tech bros. I have, like, an assortment of tech bros who need to be cast, and we'll see.
Yeah, you just don't read as a tech bro.
You're welcome to audition.
Yeah, you can read for it, but don't get your hopes up.
He looks like a tech bro.
What's a tech bro?
You know, somebody that works in, like, Silicon Valley kind of.
You got the beard. You got, like, the hipster beard.
Hipsters?
Yeah, we just need to get you, like, the hoodie, you know. And,
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. Get some, like, old vintage Nintendo t-shirt.
A scarf.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, just work it.
I have a scarf.
Oh, you'd look good then.
No, just kidding. I don't think I'd pull a trigger on a scarf ever.
Well, we'll borrow one from Jana.
Yeah, she's got a hell of scarves. I bought her one. I'll just steal that back.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need to play the part.
Where are you going to get your fake blood at?
Just make it.
Really?
It's ultra low budget, man. Yeah. It's
so like real blood.
Well, if you look at a lot of the movies, I won't drag it down with discourse, but a lot of the ones I've been watching, like Absentia is a really good one, A Dark Song, this one called The Battery, which I just saw. It's like two guys like after the zombie apocalypse, and there's almost no special effects in any of these.
Yeah.
Because money, partly. Hmm. It's about the story, and it's about the characters, and it's like when something finally really terrible happens, if a special effect kicks in or something, you're terrified because you care about the people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the secret. Ultra low budget is not splatter. It's not VFX.
And as we learned from Grim Becoming, it's not slapstick either.
Grim Becoming, that was... Oh, that was the one you...
Yeah, that was the one I worked on, yeah.
That was a memorable title.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather, you know, I'd like to work on with the Reno. I just want to see the Reno film community and like, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it sucks here that the state has given all the tax money to Tesla.
So
there are no credits left for, you know, anything
else. Yeah, those tax breaks, those credits, they were supposed to go all over the place in Nevada. We were just like, we want that Gigafactory.
Yeah.
And Google too, right? I think Google just broke ground maybe like a month ago for their factory. Whatever.
Those are bullshit though. I mean, you get the construction jobs.
Yeah.
And then when they're done, they're just like server farms with like one guy kind
of
there in case something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. So how do we want to do this? Should we jump right into why Brad's here or should we...
Hold on, I had the question for
right. him. Yeah.
So 2 years ago, around, I want to say it was Memorial Day, me and my buddy, Noe, were walking downtown. We were fucking hungover. So usually we always just like to walk it off the next day and get some fresh air, you know. And you know that little market area where right behind Five Star, right next to Five Star, right?
Yeah, the Greek place. And
Yeah. So we were sitting there. It was dead. It was just us two, you know, we were just fucking around. And this big dude, like... This guy had been like being like 6'2", but he was built. And he was wearing like cargo shorts, a tight t-shirt, and like, what is it? He had flip-flops, you know? And he looked lost, really. Mm-hmm. You know, he's looking around, like just trying to find something. And he just came over and asked... If he was looking for some brewery, I was like, I don't know, man. What's it called? And I can't remember what he said, but he ended up sitting down, right? Big old dude. So he starts, turns out he was from like San Francisco or some shit. He came to sell a shotgun.
Okay.
Right? I was like, all right. And he was just sitting there, we were bullshitting. Turns out he was gay. And he was a bear.
Yeah.
He was a big dude.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That's what you call him, right?
You don't know that a big hairy man's called a bear. This is common knowledge.
I don't know. I just want to get my facts straight.
You know what you're called? An otter.
A twink.
No, you're too hairy.
I'm not a twink. Am I?
Hairy. Too hairy. How old are you?
Enough.
This will be an important question later when I have a business proposition.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're going to have to actually answer it.
I'm 30. Yeah.
30? Oh, damn.
But I can shave the beard. Like, that laugh sounds fucked. I should have said that. But
So anyway, shotgun, gay bear.
So we were sitting there talking. He's just telling us his life story. Dude played D1... football for Alabama.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he was a big motherfucker.
Okay.
And then he goes off and starts telling me how he was born. And, like, what? there's a town, like the most racist fucking town in the country in Mississippi.
Birmingham, Alabama.
In Mississippi.
In Alabama.
Same thing. Birmingham, Alabama is just basically
Mississippi.
Yeah.
How he was, like... in charge of this gay choir that would just go around singing at these gay churches and shit like that. And then he goes off and he's telling me
I don't want to cut you off. Is that a thing?
A gay church? I guess. I don't get it. But
dude, that's just...
I mean, there's like those, like, you know, stained glass dove churches. There's no, no crosses and
with
shit.
With a dude jerking off on it. Oh.
You know the one, the Unitarians and shit. There's no crosses. They're just stained glass doves and stained glass suns and shit. So, I don't know. But I can't imagine there'd be a gay church.
It sounds, yeah, more like a cult. Yeah. Dude,
some shit like that he was telling me. And then he goes off and starts telling me about the gay mafia. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I have, yeah.
What do you know about the gay mafia?
Well, the gay mafia I know about are these rich old queens in Hollywood who basically ran Hollywood. Barry Diller, David Geffen, all these like super closeted, you know, power people, agents and, you know, Hollywood studio heads. That was the gay mafia.
Go ahead.
I just remember hearing about all this in like school and stuff. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with it, actually. Just flood of memories, getting Me Too'd a bunch. Yeah. I almost worked on Ghost Dad too, and then Bill Cosby went away.
Bad timing.
Then I was gonna do like a K-Pax sequel with Kevin Spacey.
Jesus, just
bad timing for me, man.
Cursed.
That guy's gonna come back.
Then I had a guest spot on Louie, actually.
Jerked off on you.
Must be nice. Then I just had a PA job for Matt Lauer on the Today Show. Just didn't happen, man. I'm cursed.
He locked the door behind me and everything.
That's my favorite part of that story is he had the James Bond switch.
That's crazy. That is like super creepy.
I'd have that though. If I was Matt Lauer, fuck yeah.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
But and I was like, and he went off, dude. We were there. We talked for like 3 fucking hours there.
Wow.
And then he invited us over to 5-Star for a drink. Luckily, that chose like, and I felt bad because he was such a nice guy. I was like, fuck, I don't feel
5-Star is Christ. That's, I mean, the last time I was in there was a couple years ago, but it's basically colonized by young, straight, hip people.
Yeah.
It's not very gay anymore.
Yeah, I've been in there.
Yeah.
The only thing that was gay on it was just...
was Michael when he was in there.
Thank you, but no, look, for real, it was just, it was just a bunch of, like, college kids in there, except on the screens behind the bar, just a gangbang of dudes on the video. And
awesome,
I thought, yeah, it was
awesome.
Like,
they gotta learn someday.
It was just a pile of men. And my goodness.
You know what, where they're transferring to or moving over to is Our Bar, dude. Our Bar across the street from... the Jungle Vino.
Yeah.
Shout out to Our Bar.
No shout out to Our Bar. Dude, I was in there once taking a piss, or trying to take a piss, and someone was tanking for a fucking hour. I was like, dude, there's a line of motherfuckers behind me. I'm like, dude, I don't know. There's someone in there.
Someone's pee shy or doing coke or whatever.
I don't know. They were fucking.
Doing coke.
Two dudes were fucking. I was like, security guy's like, all right, get the fuck out of here. You know, fucking putting on their pants. I'm like, yo, I'm out of here. Yeah. That's the last time I went there.
Beautiful downtown Reno.
Oh, yeah. Keeping it classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So.
That's all I have. All
right. Sure. Well, we are 13 minutes. Should we wait until after the break? Let's just do some stuff with Brad and then read a script after the break.
Yeah. You want to tell everyone what the... why they should stay tuned in?
Yeah.
What the project is here?
Well, I'll set it up and then you explain how that.
Okay.
All right. So Brad has a short script written, and me and Uriel, we're going to do a reading of it. And we don't know what it's about. Well, I have a vague idea of what it's about. But,
I'm going in blind.
Yeah. Uriel's going in completely blind. I have a very rough idea. And I guess, how do you want to do? Do you just want to give us like direction and so, or?
You know, it's going to be a cold read. It would be like a table read, or actually more of an audition.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So, yeah, I'm going to throw out two names, and you're going to pick one, and that's who you're going to be.
I'm so nervous.
Hey, it's called Let's Get Dangerous. You never know.
Yeah. I'm dangerous.
I'm dangerous. My mom says I'm dangerous.
This is going to be fun. We have had to reschedule this recording, like, what, 3 times now?
No, just once.
Just okay,
Sunday,
cool. Cool, because it feels like it's been taking forever, but I've been busy as hell. You've been pretty busy, too.
Relatively.
So, that'll be it, and you'll all be It's called Long Drive from Home, and that's all you get.
Perfect. Well, then while we wait, because I'd rather have the full half hour or 45 minutes. How long should we do this?
As long as it takes.
Man, okay. We're rolling. All right, let's do the first half 30 minutes and then the back half, like, as long as it takes.
Okay.
All right. So, special episode. Here we go. And so, for now, let's jump into some Danger Zone.
Okay.
Let's do some debate topic.
So, I got one from your brother.
Oh, okay. Shout out to my brother Dave.
That's DG. Girth versus length.
I'm a chode man.
I'm a chode man, dude.
Girth versus length?
Dongs.
Oh, I know. I don't know. It sounded like girth versus length. I thought, are these like metal bands? And what am I like? Oh, okay. Oh, girth versus length. Wow. You know, I mean, there's a lot to be said for length. I mean, you want something that's going to hit the prostate.
Oh my gosh.
Something that's going to hit the target. But you also want that feeling of fullness. It's a tough call. It really is.
Like a whole bowl of oatmeal just going down.
Let's go with extremes then. Tuna can versus spaghetti.
Oh, man.
Maybe like a pencil instead. Maybe not. Spaghetti's ridiculous.
If I had to choose, you know, I'm going girth, dude. I'm blowing out the church doors out.
Yeah, we got to go big, man.
Yeah, my nickname in high school was the cheese wheel.
I don't think it was.
It was.
Well, you got one like fermenting up there or something? Is that?
Yeah, it's because I sat on a piece of cheese.
I got one fermenting in my little cave.
American Pie was a cheese wheel for Mike.
And since we're debating, though, I'll take the length side if you guys want to.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I want to knock out IUDs. So you know you got to be able to reach them or hit the prostate. Yeah,
that's true. I know a guy.
Knocked one out.
Got his wife pregnant that way.
Wow.
Yeah, he was pissed. He was. Dude, that's a true story. Oh, that he kid's had a
sticky dick.
Dick
pulled it right out.
That kid's an asshole too. I love that kid though. But girth. I don't know. Like just in my experiences, I just heard. You know.
You've heard lies. Let me tell you that right now. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Damn it. I don't have either, so I have, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just length, sometimes you can feel like, is it in yet? With girth, you know it's in.
What, are you trying to thread needles out here, dude?
Well, look, with this super long needle that I'm throwing out, they feel it when it stabs them right in the guts.
Are you fucking voodoo dolling their fucking vaginas here, dude?
Yeah.
I know you're trying to blow out vaginal walls and uteruses, man.
If I'm getting a BJ and I don't feel a uvula, then what am I wasting my time for?
I guess, you know what? I guess for oral, you'd want to go, I don't know, fullness, man. Fullness. I got that protein bar here.
Well, it's not like it feels particularly good in somebody's mouth. You're not like...
That's
the selfless act you're doing onto another.
I mean, I'm a charitable lover.
So we've heard, because that's really...
That's all I got.
That's your only option.
What do you think, Brad?
Well, length, I mean...
I'm glad Brad's here for this, though.
I always like to, you know, show off my jaw unhinging skills.
Oh, wow.
You know, I like to like make it disappear. Absolutely. Magic trick. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the worst thing in porn, come on, it's the worst thing in straight porn too, right? Is like the guy's got a big old dick and she's got like a hand like blocking it, you know, like, oh, I'm going to take this much. Oh, I'm going to take this much. It's like, you're getting paid to take that, you know? Be a professional.
Show some class.
Do your job.
I do. I've seen.
Get your hands off it.
I mean, because of Lent, I haven't been able to, you know, I don't know what's out there now.
Oh, that reminds me about Lent.
Lent, yeah.
I'm 25. What's today? Today was like, I still got a week left.
No, you don't.
Isn't it? Doesn't it end on Easter?
How many days do you think Lent is?
Isn't it 40?
Well, Uriel, I did some research, and it turns out that...
Fuck.
Lent is actually 46 days.
Nope.
Now, the church frowns on it, but you can cheat on Sundays.
Oh, I cheat.
You can have meat. You can have your meat on Sundays. But if you're really going to commit to Lent, it is a 46 day experience. Days, dude? Yes.
Hey, how about a quick update?
It's so hard.
Just like at work, you feel an extra strong breeze.
You know how hard it is to like avoid pornography? It's everywhere. You know?
Well, what are you considering pornography? Because I'm talking like straight up going online, like looking for...
No nips.
Of any kind?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess a female.
But... Wait, we're about equality here. You can't see man nipples either.
Oh, then I failed. Weeks ago.
So you're basically at the point when you see one of those like wild orchid signs on the top of a taxi cab.
Dude, I got a little wing.
You're done. Yeah.
I got those horse blinds on. Just fucking walking downtown and shit.
Yeah. The weather's getting warm too.
I know. Those spring dresses, dude. Yeah.
Do you know, I've had like at least 4 people send me messages being like, tell Uriel he's got to jerk off, man. He's going to die.
Dude. My balls hurt the other day. Jana was gone for like 7 days, so I can do nothing.
You couldn't just try to hands free it?
I got the caution fucking tape in my room right now. It's so bad.
All right.
Tell the fans I appreciate the concern.
Yes, your well being is. And now they're really freaked out because that's like another 15%.
Yeah.
Six days on top of 40. Yeah.
For the Lord? I don't know.
Yeah. Theology's a bitch.
How much do you love your precious God?
Not enough to have another 6 days, bro. Once Easter, Palm Sunday, dude, that's the cutoff.
Palm Sunday? Yeah, I'll bet.
That's good.
Oh God, we have shit. So much going on in the comedy scene right now, too.
Yeah.
Improv is going to redo how they're doing their comedy nights because their open mics have blown up into a full-on showcase once a month.
Sold-out showcase.
There's the Last Comic Standing. That's just around the corner.
Debate club, motherfucker.
All right, we're debating. But I just want to get a rumbling for maybe if we can find a venue for a possible roast battle. So 5v5. Shout-out to the Dead Panda team. We're going to win. So.
Yes.
Okay. So, guys, let us know who the fuck won that one, huh? You got one?
Yeah. Luke sent us one. Mm. Homeboy Luke Westberg. So, it is... what would win, a Gundam or a Megazord?
I have no idea what any of those are.
Me neither.
You guys never watched Power Rangers or Gundam?
No. I have this thing with anime. It's like I cannot watch a movie where the lips are out of sync by a millisecond.
Is that any dub of any kind?
Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot watch anime because all I can do is stare at that line moving that's a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
People. Yeah. I can't.
Oh, and they do that just to save on the budget. Yeah.
I can't do it. So I don't know what the fuck.
No, well, then let's skip that one. Sorry, Luke. Because he had another one that was pretty good. Best place to bust a nut when practicing self-love.
He would ask that.
Yeah.
I was actually discussing this with my girlfriend. That growing up, I was I can count on like one hand how many times I jerked off, outside of the shower.
Mm.
I always just beat it in the shower, dude. Mm. You know why? Because I wasn't gonna risk getting caught. I was a smart kid.
Coward.
So I was like, I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah.
My poor mother. Just watching me sling ropes, dude. Just catching me. He's like, what's going on here? Oh, Yuri! My sweet baby! Nutting all over the place.
I feel the monster.
Yeah, I know. I always just dripped off in the shower, dude. It worked two ways because, you know, I'm uncut.
Hmm.
So then I would just work with me cleaning it. So I've never had problems.
Wow, there you go.
Killing two dongs with one stone here. You know what I mean?
My favorite place would be out the window.
Out the window.
No, just for the world. It's just
overhand
a little,
or underhand?
Just a little gift to the world.
For lighter.
In your hand, or you're like,
what are you talking about? What am I, an animal? I'm going to come in my hand and then throw it out like a savage?
Like Silence of the Lambs. You're like Migs or something. Throwing cum at people, Jesus.
Yeah, no. I'm just letting it fire out the... come into my hand and then thrown it like an ape in a zoo? No, man.
Now I kind of want to. It sounds cool.
That seems like it's assault, to be honest. Yeah,
I think if you take that to credit, that is assault.
I'm astonished. I mean, how does anybody masturbate without porn? I mean,
computer and my window were always right next to each other.
Oh, so you're like watching your computer and the reflection of the window? Is that it? Or
I'll get up quickly and be like, oh, God. Oh, sometime if the window shut, then.
Yeah, then you lose
the moment. I put it on
the window. I get that stained glass.
I put it on the window there. And face it towards me. I got short walls. Or I put a Ziploc around it. And I just put it in my hand.
You put a Ziploc around your dick?
Yeah, and then my phone. Mm. Okay. but yeah, no, I don't know. So you just sock or something?
Socks, old t-shirts, cloths. You know, I've cummed on them all.
I mean, now as an adult, I got like...
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, because like... I got things to do afterward. I'm a grown up. Like, maybe in like junior high or something, I'd be like, I'll just come wherever and then sleep in it like an animal and just shower off the next day. But no, now I've got to go out afterward or something. I make sure to wash my hands because I want to be respectful.
I wash my wiener.
Yeah, you know.
Never know when someone's going to shake your wiener.
Dude, right?
I know. So one day, you don't
call. Polite.
You're going to go for the head shake and they're going to grab your wiener and be like, nice to meet you. Yeah.
Well, then I'd be like, what about this guy? You know?
Oh my God, dirty!
No, I washed it.
Nah. I'm super boring. T-shirt, computer, you know? That's it, man. Got my 32-inch monitor.
I think the only...
I thought you were going to say you had a 32-inch something else, man.
I was like, whoa, bro.
I'd never get a date again.
Yeah,
my 32-inch deal, though.
God, yeah, that thing would have its own, like, brain or something.
It's a zip code,
its own organs. That thing would be jerking off its own dick if it was 32 inches.
What do you think Luke throws it?
Luke, if I had to guess?
If you had to guess.
He probably puts it in some Tupperware, saves it, like watches it grow and stuff under a microscope.
Fucking waters it and
makes
shit.
Notes. Yeah, records. Feeds it. Scientific
like,
notes.
Oh, after eating this amount of broccoli, my cum is this consistent.
God, he's like just experimenting with his jizz.
I know he's just going to listen to this, so he's going to love this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he was the Tupperware man.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Labeled, neatly labeled as well.
Very dated and shit.
Yeah. Be like, you remember those little serial killers used to have all the VHS tapes, you know? Yeah.
That's with like the Scotch tape and the Sharpie on it. Yeah, that's what his says September 08 and stuff on it.
It's got cardboard boxes labeled and shit with all the same.
Yeah, like super hoarder things. Like, you know, people have a box, used underwear, and it's like, you know. The biggest moving box. Yeah, old shit. You never know when you'll need that old shit.
He's got a safety deposit.
Yeah.
With, just like all his jizz.
Oh, God.
That was actually my business model I was going to propose to you until I found out you were 30.
Whoa!
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a lot of guys. There are a lot of gay guys. There are a lot of gay guys who would pay for like little wife friends just soaked with cum, you know.
Excuse me?
But we would have to like say that you were like 18, probably.
I could shave. I'm shaving in like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Are they willing to pay?
They are willing to pay, definitely.
Okay.
You wear those for like 3 days, so it's like nice and musky. Then you like put a big load in them.
You know what? I always said I would do stuff like that. How girls like take pictures wearing like or working out in their panties and shit and then sell them. I totally said I would do that.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll
we
shave.
We just have to lie. We have to say
I don't
have
a problem with that.
30 is like, you know, it doesn't have
nobody
like,
wants a stale swimmers,
no,
man.
Bro.
That doesn't have the
these are not stale
anymore.
Those things have been collecting dust all springtime, man. Who are you trying to lie?
I mean, how old do you think I look?
48.
Wow, I'm 56.
No way.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you don't look 56.
It is the ultimate age-defying cream. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Yes. All these women who complain about people coming on their face, they have no idea.
They don't know.
It's saving hundreds of dollars.
It's good for zits.
Yeah, everything.
Is that true? Or is that
fucking look it up.
Yeah. It's magic.
Was it because it's like acidic or something? It's like,
I don't know. I'm not a dermatologist, bro.
You know that it's good on your face. You know, even more than I did.
I mean, look at this face. Look how clear it is.
Well,
yeah.
You're just so filled with cum right now, just secreting out of your pores.
Like, I sleep, dude. Yeah, you're
just like, see that I don't need like 10 people in the factory. I just get him, you know, with like an unlimited supply of Y fronts. You know,
I blow huge loads.
Yeah, too. I know. I keep hearing that, and I keep thinking I'm gonna monetize it.
I'm gonna put it in a Tupperware. Oh man,
that's the subtitle for this episode: is monetizing lows.
Yeah. I think I'm just gonna start jizzing in Tupperware and just give them the loot to store it for me.
Yeah.
Well, let's store this part of the episode and take an ad break.
All right.
Oh. Hi, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
All right. So, okay, we're gonna get into the script read right away. But is there anything? Any kind of setup besides picking the names that we should get into?
No, there are some action lines that I will probably read. There's be some places where it says beat, obviously. You know, no one's going to say that because you guys know that, right? Mm-hmm. Time it out.
Yeah, you know, Hollywood and stuff.
Yeah, Hollywood. That's some real Hollywood inside information for those of you out there. Yeah, don't say the word beat.
Interior, car, night.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward. I will, yeah, there might be a couple action lines I'll jump in and read.
Okay.
Otherwise. So do you want to be Cord or Kenny?
I want to be Kenny. You're going to be
Kenny. I'll do Cord.
Okay. Cord? Cord.
Because in Snuff, the book by Palahniuk, Cord Cuervo is one of the porn stars. I thought you might like that. And Kenny. Hey, Kenny. All right.
Yeah. You're going to be Kenny.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Interior, Kenny's car, day. Kenny, male, 30s, and Cord, male, 30s, are in Kenny's car. Kenny is driving.
Damn, this is a long stretch of road.
Highway 50, man. Loneliest highway.
You could go crazy driving in a straight line this long.
Looks at speedometer.
Dude, you're going 90.
Oh, shit.
He eases off the gas.
Feels like 60, you know. I heard you get away with 80, 85 on this stretch, as long as you're not reckless.
Yeah, they got drones and shit now watching you.
Fuck yeah, they do. So you still haven't told me where we're going.
I told you, road trip. What else do you need to know? We're on the road.
Okay, but we gotta stop soon. I need to shit a poop.
What?
I need to shit a poop.
Of course you do.
Right. That's why I said it.
No, what else do you shit but poop?
Well, you get a bad burrito at the Quickie Mart, but your shit ain't exactly poop. You pretty much know when that's coming and...
All right, forget it. We'll stop in the next town.
So where are we going?
Fuck! Don't you trust me?
I guess. I'd trust you more if you told me why I couldn't put my bag in the trunk.
Oh, there's a dead body in there.
Right. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. You look like a fucking serial killer, man.
Can't be a serial killer with just one body in the trunk.
Not if you chop them up into pieces.
Now who's the serial killer? Besides, what? That's asking for trouble.
Why?
Because the more pieces you got, the faster they rot. The more they stink. The more likely you are to get busted if, you know, your fucking passenger's got to poop every gas station. He's got to shit a poop.
But what's the difference between chopped up or not?
Geometry, dude. More exposed surfaces, more air on the flesh, more maggots and shit.
Geometry? If I had that as a word problem in high school, I'd done better in math.
Would have held your interest.
A lot better than some fucking tubes and triangles and shit.
If it was chopped... Oh, sorry.
You're fired. If it was chopped, I could put my suitcase in there, too.
What difference does it make where your suitcase is?
It just does. It's less cramped in the car if the back seat's empty.
You're in the front seat.
I know. I know that. I'm telling you how it feels, okay?
Fine.
Are you going to Yellowstone?
What makes you say that?
Because where the fuck else is there to go, going this way?
This isn't the fastest route to Yellowstone.
Well, if you had a dead body in the trunk, maybe you would want the fastest route. Maybe you'd want to stay away from the cops and shit.
You're quick on the draw today.
Remember that thing on TV last week? About the guy who fell into the hot springs in Yellowstone? And they went to recover his body, and there wasn't one because the sulfuric acid dissolved him.
That sounds like a great place to get rid of a body.
Yeah, long drive home just to get rid of a body.
But Thoreau, and most killers don't go that length to dump a body, makes it hard for the cops. Hypothetical question.
Why not? If it takes the mind or the poop, I got shit.
If you were to kill someone, who would it be?
For real? Not fantasy hero stuff like offing King Bang Boom?
Someone we really know in our life.
There's some people who piss me off, but who would I really kill?
Mikey? What about Mikey?
Oh, that fucker? He still owes me $100. Just until payday, bruh. Doesn't answer my texts, then I run into him. Oh, my phone got disconnected, bro. My hard luck. Blah, 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 blah.
He makes his own hard luck.
Yeah, he does. Fucking deadbeat. I don't know that I'd kill him. If he was dead, I wouldn't cry.
What if he'd done something really shitty?
Like a lot shittier than just a money thing?
A lot more.
Like what?
Like violent shit to someone you loved.
Wait, you mean Carrie? She went back to him? The hell?
He cried, so she cried, and so on.
They can always cry. Sociopaths. For themselves. I saw it on that Mindfuckers show.
Mindhunters.
Yeah. Is he in the trunk?
What if I said yeah? He is.
Dude, we need to stop right now so I can shit this poop right by the side of the fucking road because that baby's coming.
That's funny.
What?
You didn't say, oh my god, Kenny, you're a murderer and I need to run away from your murdering murderousness. Instead, you just said, now I really gotta shit.
Well, that's the kind of the most important thing on my mind at the second because that piece of info is scaring the shit out of me.
You mean the poop?
Stop the fucking car.
Kenny pulls over. As Cord goes to get out, Kenny puts a hand on his arm.
You okay with this? Or are you gonna run down the road waving at the drone screaming, help, help, murder?
Well, it ain't like it ain't like you killed Mother Teresa, but let me clear my mind here, okay?
Yeah. Alright. Get it all out. We still got a long drive ahead.
Fade out.
Man. I feel like I just...
I picked the right guy. I wanted to be the killer.
I picked the right guy. I'm just like, shit.
Excellent choice.
I feel like that, yeah, I feel like each... I feel like I felt like my character. Like, that would have been me.
Yeah.
Nice.
You would not be the murderer.
I would not be the murderer. Yeah.
But if I had actually killed someone and we were on a road trip, you'd freak out. You'd be like, oh man, no, stop their car.
I know killers. I'll be all right.
Oh. Uriel knows killers, bro.
Yeah, I know. I know some people did some shit. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I shit my pants. Yeah. So that character was perfect.
Excellent job. Excellent job. You're both hired.
Dude,
hell yeah, we did it.
I'm going to Hollywood.
There were parts I would have liked a little rehearsal because I stumbled on some parts, but that's, you know.
That's going cold read, man. Yeah. That's audition, cold read.
That's pretty good. No big deal. Mm. Natural talent.
Oh, God. That was fun. We got to do that again.
Yeah. I thought about it. I thought, I could write some really uncomfortable, like, sex scene. I think I'll just threaten them with that and then give them this. Yeah.
I wouldn't have been afraid.
No.
Yeah, I would have jumped right. I would have jumped head first into the gay scene.
Right, motherfuckers, next time. I will write. You know I can write some dirty.
But the only thing I ask for that is that Uriel's the one that gets pregnant.
God damn it. Why do we keep coming back to me getting pregnant?
Uriel, just have my baby, man.
Just have it. You're having my baby. You remember that song? What a wonderful world.
It'll have my height and your beard. Be beautiful. That'd
be a beautiful kid.
Yeah.
Be like Brad Pitt, man.
Have my girth.
And my length.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Our beautiful baby.
Real quick, did we have anything else with the read?
No, that's it, man. Right. What is your reaction to the story?
It's still kind of sinking in on me, actually. Just because
I murder somebody?
Me?
Are you Kenny?
Me?
Brad, are you what? Kenny?
I would. I have a list.
What was your inspiration for that?
Oh, you know, it's just, I was, when I started doing acting classes at Take Two, mm-hmm. There were some actors I got to be friends with, really, really funny guys. And I started writing pieces. Because, you know, if you go to acting class, you find that there's like this couple of filing cabinets full of scenes, you know, 5 minute, whatever scenes for two or three people. And you get to be doing the same ones over and over. So I knew these two guys, Cody Wyatt, who's actually in, they're both actually in the Crunch web series, Kevin Hodge and Cody Wyatt. And so I wrote that for them. Hmm. And just started writing for actors I knew were fun and who, yeah. you know, were the type. And it's been cool. Just having fun. Now.
Hmm. What type of acting do I look like I would be in?
Oh, what do you look like?
Gangbangs.
Kind of, yeah. If you
too lights can it be.
You could shave your head and do like Sons of Anarchy. You could be like, oh, I'm tearing my hair out over that missing baby, man. The baby's missing. I can't sleep. Is it your baby? No, but I can't sleep thinking about the missing baby.
If your hair was darker, you would look like every bad guy that dies first in a Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah. If your skin was darker, you could be like the terrorist. You could have your own. You could bring your own music.
It's the light skin ones that get you. Don't let this light skin fool you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Mike?
I'd be the dead body that's found at the beginning of NCIS.
You'd be
like
the Law of Order. You'd be yeah. the Law of Order dead body guy.
Yeah. I don't want the yeah. semen on it. Oh. Mm.
Follow the semen.
Forceful entry.
Wrongful death.
Man, just covered in it. And then Ice-T walks in.
And he's like, oh man, I thought I knew this city.
Thank you for stepping in, because I was like, I don't know, but I don't have an Ice-T voice.
I love doing Ice-T, it's one of my favorites.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you can have Law and Order Cinemax.
I never got into those shows. I don't know. I know
the
chicks
Dick
that,
Wolf. Yeah.
Just any of the Law and Orders and shit. I just no. I know girls or like just people in general, like binge and I'm like, I don't find any of these interesting.
Yeah, is there even an overarching narrative to any of those?
Like, no. It's a punch list. I mean, it's a punch list. Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, yeah. Act 4.
And, yeah.
You know, the big reveal, the confession speech, or, you know, it just, then the little thing at the end. Oh, we learned an important lesson here in the prosecutor's office.
Oh, God, there's yeah. network rules. Just, that's the thing that I love most about, like, streaming services is they don't have to follow those is formulaic. Like, I mean, as far as telling a story, sure. But they don't have to be like, oh, and everybody learned from it. They can be like, everybody yeah, died from
everybody
it.
Everybody died. Yeah, it's Game of Thrones, bitch. Everybody dies. Yeah. Yeah.
It's way better storytelling in my book than like, oh, and they all yeah. lived happily ever after. Because, like you could, in the old TV shows, you could have kids do underage drinking, but only if they have a bad time after. Where's right. the shows about yeah. Kids partying it up and then like having a great time?
In a very special episode of Full House. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and Becky... That bitch better go to prison. Mm. Or they're not gonna do any time.
Is that the whole school thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would she fuck a kid?
No. Worse. She fucking paid like a lot of fucking money for her kids to go to like USC or some shit, right?
Yeah, basically like bought off admissions yeah. officers and coaches and photoshopped like their kids into like water polo outfits.
Oh yeah, they enrolled them.
It is kind of worse than fucking a student.
It
yeah.
is, dude.
It is.
You took opportunities from people who
deserved
them.
Yeah, you think of like somebody who was track and field. That is literally one person who did not get the scholarship because someone bought their way in.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
Hmm. When they could have gone to like, you know, Clemson for like half the price.
Oh, the shame, yeah. the shame.
Louisiana see, Tech, you I mean, know?
It's, I mean, it's about going to cocktail parties and saying... You know, oh, my daughter, who's at Yale, you know, like all
you
of
that. You see
that
she had like a, she tried to patent something about like her makeup line or some shit and denied her, like the U.S. patent, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Because the punctuation was so fucked. Like that bitch could not
this was
spell
the kid.
For shit.
This was the cool influencer kid who got yeah. into USC
that
for,
bitch.
Yeah.
yeah. Couldn't fucking spell for shit. And then like this bitch is... Too dumb.
Yeah, it was
terrible.
We're not
giving her nothing.
I mean, she was on Instagram all the time. I hate school. It's so boring.
Yeah, just didn't. It's like I was never even there.
I
like,
just want to go out this weekend and get fucked.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's, I'm sure that's what happened.
It's about sums up the attitude. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
she was like taking all the D's.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't shame her for it, but, you know, you can take the D's in life, but you don't want to get those D's in class.
Yeah.
Kids. Jacob. Whoa. See you on Thursday, buddy. Break a leg. It's first time at the underground.
Is that the little kid? The younger kid?
He's 17, yeah.
That one?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a record. I mean, I know, let's see, Scott Zapaza, he's 18. Yeah, Angel's like 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys are bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hang out with them when they're there.
Angel's a cool kid. I've known him for a couple years from Take Two, from acting class.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I like him a lot, actually. He's a good insight. Like, he's got a great mind.
Yeah.
Is he friends with the one who looks like he's in a frat?
That's Tucker, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That guy still go?
Yeah, yeah. He, Tucker, when he gets in the theater stage, like, I think he needs to... Tucker, if you listen to this is... Criticism is just because I think you've got something, man. But, he's kind of got a gimmick, like the cocky white guy thing, like, oh, yeah, but I think, honestly, before he gets that out, nobody's familiar with him, so they don't know him. Like, just work on the material first and then bring in the personality part. Mm. Like, hammer down those jokes first and then, like, put your spin on him. Because I like his look and his shorts and everything he does. That's really good when you know him. But
yeah. Not to sexually harass you, but as you know, fantastic legs.
Yeah, great job,
really,
man.
Really fantastic. Those are like straight guys converse about your legs. They're like that amazing. Yeah.
I always want to go on after him, like, so I can make the joke. I wish that he and I would ride a 2-person bike together.
So you could coast.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck. You want to do some news?
What about Hunter Ceballos?
Oh, yeah,
Hunter. Shout out to Hunter.
Dude, I miss that guy. I grew up with that guy. He was my neighbor. Like,
really?
Forever.
Nice.
Since I've been in Winnemucca, yeah. I hadn't heard from him in so long.
Hey, he sent us a message out of the blue.
Yeah.
Talking about watching you get dressed or something.
Dude, because the story behind that.
It's okay, man.
Yeah. No, like, because growing up Mexican, dude, my parents did not let me spend the night at people's houses unless it was family. Really? I didn't have sleepovers, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Is why, like, that fucking, what was that documentary about the fucking, it was on Netflix, that the fucking the neighbor was like a family friend, which, like, was molesting, like, the kids. And, like, the dad.
Is that what they were afraid of?
Shit like that. But that's why that shit would never happen to Mexican kids.
Hmm.
But, but because he was a neighbor, and Mr. Ceballos was such a great guy, like, he was always coming over and shit. He was the only, like, friend I actually was able to go, like, hang out and stay the night and play fucking GameCube or whatever the fuck. But, yeah. So, basically, because I haven't heard from Hunter in so long, he just wants to, apparently he's moved out of Nevada.
That's what it said, yeah.
Yeah, so he wants to, I guess he just came back to Reno to visit, and he wants us to talk about how it's been 6 years for him, and a lot has changed since in 6 years.
Yeah, you know, the drug problem around here is really, you know, that opioid epidemic, man. Mm.
Among other things, but...
I know, he meant, like, buildings.
But, the, like, hipsters, all these fucking breweries coming out.
Oh, I like those
Tesla,
guys.
Tesla, the dispensaries and shit.
Oh, there's an exclamation point and a question mark after that one. The dispensaries?
Yeah, there it is.
It was bound to happen. It's going to happen
everywhere. It's just like, oh, fucking everything's like gotten expensive to live. Like, the rent shot up.
It has. It really is, you know. And it has been, like, exactly pretty much 7 years.
Yeah,
it pretty much has been. I mean, I got into my place, it's Midtown, a rental, you know, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been lucky the landlords have... only raised around like $200 in 7 years.
That's not bad at all.
But, yeah. But it's crazy. It's insane.
What are you paying if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I've got a 2-bedroom house. It's $1,600 in Midtown. It was $1,400 when I moved in.
For Midtown, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
For this place, I pay $625.
Wow. I'm overpaying for my apartment.
Yeah.
One more month on the lease.
That's why, like, I don't plan on... I own a house.
Yeah?
I own a house out in Red Rock. But it's too big for me. And then they just fucking owning a house is, it's a hassle.
Yeah. Do you rent
I rent it out. I don't deal with that shit. I hired a property manager.
Right. Absolutely.
That's just fucking nightmare stories of people, you know, and you don't want to deal with that shit. But, it's, yeah, everything coming to town, you know, you have Tesla, obviously, the Google coming in, and I can't imagine what the fuck it's going to shoot up to.
I feel like in the last month, there's been some kind of poison gas sprayed in the air, and suddenly every driver is just 9 times more psychopathic.
Oh my God,
than ever. It's just, you know, you drive all day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah.
It just like feels like something's just tipped over. Like people have said, we're all going to die anyway. The world is doomed. Fuck it. You know.
I feel like you can only build so much in town, too. Like, it's going to spread. Reno's going to grow. Yeah. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a choice.
Well, the casinos and stuff, they're going to keep growing as well, because that's still the main... It brings in all the tourism money.
Reno has never been known for that.
No. I mean, the casinos are still clinging desperately. I mean, there have been some bars that they've driven out of business because, you know, the millennials are going to love coming down to the El Dorado. You know?
Drinking gin.
The kids love it here. You know?
The millennials are destroying that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah.
With their...
It's you and me, champ.
Dude. I guess I am, but I go against a lot of the shit that they do.
Do you ever go in a casino?
I haven't been into any casino.
Yeah,
like,
see?
As far as like, there's no, in like 5 years.
You know,
hanging out with you again, that's kind of taught me a lot about Reno. Is like, you know, I don't gotta worry about going to those, but like, gotta find the cool spots, and those are the ones that we are
like going out, finding out the mom and pop diners or the shithole bars that don't get enough credit, because that's what Reno is. Dude, Reno's dirty as fuck.
Oh yeah,
I love it though. I love it.
Somebody was doing a joke about, was it you? Were you the one doing the adult theater joke?
No, that was Cy.
Okay, he was talking about, man, somebody built an adult theater down there on Virginia Street. You know, maybe he's trying to bring back vinyl for porn or something. That place has been there since
it's been there
50, 60 at least. Years.
His best part of that is like, oh, and then there's the one guy who goes left-handed. Like, oh, that part got me laughing.
But
that's old Reno there.
Reno's so fucked, they took the line bikes out. Someone took a picture of the scrapyard. There's 100-plus fucking line bikes in the scrapyard.
Wow, so it like wasn't even worth it to them to transport them somewhere else.
Reno's so fucked that they were just destroying them all.
Well, I get that, because I mean, it's the bullshit of line bikes is the marketing of, here's this whimsical experience, look, you've magically found a bicycle, and then it's like, now log on with your cell phone and give us all of your data.
Yeah,
you know, it's not, you know, it's marketing bullshit. You're paying to ride a bike and let them harvest data on where you're going. God knows what the terms and conditions are, if they know. Yeah,
I never rode one. Did you guys ever ride one?
I wanted to. Yeah, but everybody talked me out of it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I never got into it. But like, I feel like that only works in big cities like San Fran, Portland, New York, whatever the fuck. When you don't really need a car. You can get by with a bike.
You don't want a car places like that.
No, fuck no. People don't even know, don't even have a driver's license in some of those areas.
No. I got a driver's license. I grew up here, then I moved to San Francisco.
That's right.
And I moved back here. I was like 37, and it was only then that I got a driver's license. Because, you know, San Francisco, you know, it's small. You can walk it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never too hot, too cold. The bus system is fucked. There's nowhere to park a car.
Everything is uphill both ways.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of driving in that town once, and I cursed that town for a long time because that worst decision ever. Don't ever fucking drive yourself in San Francisco. No.
I'll say that on my 21st birthday, we were on the Golden Gate Bridge, and there was bumper to bumper traffic and we're stuck there, and there was just this guy with a shake weight going out of the
just trying to get a workout in.
He was really shaking the shit out of it. So we started honking and we saw it, like, got all the other cars to point, and we all shared a moment where we were laughing at one guy with a shake weight and he waved at everybody and was like
yeah.
And then we honked at this other chick on a bike and she looked back at us like, how rude, and she got hit by an ambulance.
Oh my god.
Yeah, San Francisco is not a great place to drive.
No, dude, I couldn't do it. That traffic.
One way, all the one way streets.
Oh my god, all of them.
Totally get caught on one way streets.
It'll take you 20 minutes to drive a block.
Yeah.
To get where you want to be. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Reno's just not built like that. Just doesn't have that infrastructure. You know what I mean?
No.
Reno's going to be spread out. When it starts growing, it's going to be spread. It's going to be far.
Like Los Angeles is going to be like.
That's how. Yeah. No, that's exactly.
Get on 395 and go down, take exit. Yeah. It's getting there already.
Dude.
Yeah.
When I used to have to drive in from out there, come to work, there's always that fucking line. Like, it's either you're on the freeway by so-and-so time.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucked. It's going to take you 45 minutes to get to work from there. But if you fucking get in before that, you'll make it to work 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's.
But it's fucked because it's like a 20-minute gap. If you don't shoot that gap, you're fucked. You're going to be late for work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love Reno, though, man. There's a lot of stuff here.
I mean, I'm ambivalent. I mean, I really, I want to build an empire. I want to build a movie empire here. I mean, I'd like to see us have something that, a lot of the places have elsewhere. Like, how does fucking Atlanta, Georgia get a movie empire? Because they have like a 40% tax rebate. That's the only reason anyone wants to live in Georgia. Yeah,
the freaking Georgia logo is on the end, like the end credit of every single movie. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
It's like anywhere basically you see like, I don't know, what was that thing on HBO? It was like Sharp Objects or something. And it's all supposed to be in some Missouri town or a Mississippi town or whatever. They're all Georgia. Everything's Georgia. Georgia's got these places that can look like anywhere. Is the thing.
I feel like Nevada would be good for that. We have desert. We have fucking forestry.
Yeah, mountains. Yeah, we really do. Yeah. But,
you can shoot a fucking Western and then shoot the second part of that Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Yeah.
The Revenant, too.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Even Revenant.
Even Revenanter. That's good.
But I mean, I'm gonna make the movie here. I mean, there's a movie getting made here. It is April and shit, called Desert Shadows.
Nice.
That some local filmmakers are making. Presumably in the desert.
No.
Top Gun sequel is just getting shot in Fallon. Tom Cruise wouldn't go into town and check it out. He would take a private plane to Tahoe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And just, I was like, I don't think Tom Cruise should be making any more plane movies, not after he got those pilots killed. Just, hot it's take there, thought, but yeah.
Fucking Tom Cruise.
Fucking Tom Cruise.
Yeah, fuck Tom Cruise.
I
bet I could fight him.
I think so.
He's like 5'6". I think it'd be a good fight.
Yeah. I think so. How old is he? He's like 50 too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's older than that.
Probably. He looks fucking the same, though.
Yeah, that's Scientology, man. That's the magic of Scientology.
Shout out to David Miscavige.
Yeah.
Is he a Scientologist?
He's like the big top dog, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the one who locks you up on
you
want
to tag him?
if he had socials, we would tag him in everything.
Is that the dude whose wife was missing from?
Yeah.
She was locked up in the, like, Sea Org jail or whatever it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, then what about the dispensaries? What are you guys' thoughts? I don't personally smoke or anything like that, but...
I do the gummies. I have asthma, so I don't smoke or vape or anything. But I work in the cannabis industry myself. Yeah. So... I'm all for it, and it's like I feel like sometimes the more crazy the world gets, the more people want to get fucked up. I had a line in my stand-up, Donald Trump is my job security.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like getting stoned. I like knowing I can go somewhere, and I know I'm paying more, but you hope it's lab tested and everything.
Yeah,
you
absolutely. See
in California, some of these labs are just passing everything and not testing it. Mm-hmm. But I know it's like, okay, if I'm paying $25 for gummies, at least I know exactly how many milligrams of THC I'm getting.
Yeah.
I know it's been, filtered and it's pure. There's no fentanyl or paraquat or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, in Winnemucca, I like doing it a lot. Actually, we would take trips just to get some weed, and like, because they won't open one there, they won't open a dispensary because our city council is like a bunch of fucking idiots there, old white men. Yeah, but so we would drive and we do. But here, I don't like doing it because it's. I think it's great to do when you're bored, but I've been nonstop busy since I moved here. Like, I'm tired every day, and I like that way better. And seeing everything without being high has been. I don't know. It feels like I'm playing catch up a lot of ways because Winnemucca was the worst part of my life.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. And I spent most of it there.
That's yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, it definitely, you build a lot of castles in the air when you're high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't get shit done. Now, for me, it's like, okay, well, it's Saturday. My screenwriting group is over. It's 3 o'clock. I'm not fucking going anywhere. You know? It's, you know?
What I like about it is like, what they're doing with like CBD oils,
yeah,
and like the health benefits of that, because a lot of people like cure, like it's helping people with their cancers and shit like that.
Yeah,
fucking people who've always had seizures don't have them as often anymore. Shit like it's the health benefits of it all.
Oh yeah, I do believe the strides that definitely benefited mentally. My mental wellness is definitely
that shit's good for your bones and shit too, right? Like your your arthritis,
inflammation and everything.
Inflammation. Yeah. My mom. My mom's straight Mexican. Like she, you know, doesn't really speak it like English. She does, but she's shy because it's not, you know, it's not. She's got that accent. Well, she's very. She doesn't do any of that shit. So then she went to a wedding in L.A. I want to say like maybe like last November or something like that, and I guess she was at my uncle's house, and huge blistering headache, like it was a migraine, right? And she was bitching about the neighbors, fucking just smoking all, like you can see it, like you can smell it, and then I don't know, and then she was like she was telling me, she's like out of nowhere, and then my headache disappears. Mom, you were high, you know. She was freaking out. And then I think she changed her tune a little bit about it, you know. But I think it's what someone brought up the other day was a weed bar, which I don't know why I never even thought of that.
It would have a lot of business, but it would be the douchiest place to go into.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think in Vegas they're trying to do that. They're trying to create like a pot smoking nightclub.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't. I mean, the whole thing is that they don't want you doing it on the street. You know, it's forbidden in public. It's still the law. So, you know, it's the privacy of your own home. You're not still illegal to even do it in a hotel room. You know, but they're trying. They're trying to come up with. I mean, when I was in San Francisco, the very first like medical marijuana store was on Market Street. It was like this three-story empire. People would line up outside with like a note that says, "I am sick, signed my doctor." You know, all right, medical card for you.
Dude, yeah.
You know, and you would go in and it was really the prototype with the jars full of weed and you'd, you know, smell it. Then you could go upstairs and you could smoke and they'd have big baskets of oranges you could eat. And
yeah.
Of course, then like the Republican governor had the state police like raid it one night and take all the money and smash everything. Yeah.
A few years back, a few buddies, we all drove out to LA for a weekend, you know, and you know, we went out to Venice. We weren't parked fucking 5 minutes before one of our buddies went to one of those fucking doctors for a consultation to get his fucking weed card, yeah. Right? Took them fucking another 5 minutes to get it.
Yep.
And then we walked 2 minutes around the block to get weed.
Yeah.
It's easy money. I was like, I mean, I've never done that shit. I was never huge into that as a kid. Like younger, you know. So like, dude, it was that easy?
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, bro. All right, let's go get some.
So he just says, I have anxiety or something.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my back hurts or some shit like that, you know.
That's a goldmine for a doctor, man. It's like, you know, because you're like, you're basically spending 5 minutes with someone. God knows what they're charging for a visit.
Have you ever gone to a dispensary and buy anything?
Yeah, I've gone to a few of them here. I deliver to them every day. Like,
Yeah, but they're like to buy anything?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever done it maybe like twice, but it was never for me. I remember my my uncle, he lives in Hawaii, but he was down visiting in Wenamaga, because that's where most of my family is. So I was like, hey man, you want to, you know, get me some, I was going to drive down there. If you want to stop by one of the dispensaries, just give me like $60 worth of stuff. I was like, and I'll pay you when you get here. I was like, yeah, no, whatever. I go in there. I've never done that shit. So I'm like fucking standing in line. And then finally I, you know, I do give my ID and shit. And then they let me through and I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I don't even know half the shit that they have in there.
Yeah,
So I go in there. This motherfucker is basically giving me like a PowerPoint presentation about what they got. I was like, dude, I don't know, bro. Yeah. That's $60. Give me $60 worth of shit.
That's how I was, too. Yeah. I was like, yeah, just give me something that I can eat so I don't have to smoke. Because the only time I've ever even smoked a cigarette was so I could impress strippers. And even then, I was faking it.
Yes. Are strippers impressed by that? By cigarettes?
I just thought I was drunk, so I was like, I'm just going to look cool.
I'll hang out there.
Yeah, no, I've never had a lot of experience fucking, you know, buying that shit, so it was new to me.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's weird. I feel like they're overcomplicating it.
There's so many products. I mean, you go in and there's like, you know, the flat screen TVs with endless lists of permutations, and I figured out there's certain gummies that are like hybrid that work for me, and
that's what I liked as well.
That's that's about it.
Mine was at the Tom Segura stand up with my brother.
Did you? That was a good show, man. Had a good time.
You want to go to Jim Jeffries? I want to go.
When is it? I forgot about it.
It's like June 22nd or something. I don't know.
I'd love to go to Jim Jeffries.
I'll get some money together for tickets.
It's like $60 or something, I think.
That's not bad.
Cool. Okay.
Well, come see us at the Jim Jeffries show.
We'll be opening, whether they like it or not.
Oh, I actually have done the Grand Theater now at the GSR.
So. Oh, have you? Like the big ass one?
The lobby.
The lobby, that's right. Yeah.
It goes on my resume still, and yes. I killed there too.
Yeah.
But in the nightclub, didn't kill at all.
That was a different venue?
One was in the nightclub, and one was for March Madness. It was closed, so we did it in the lobby of the Grand Theater. And then when we went back into the club, shit the bed pretty hard, but I'm ready to do it again. And just because, I don't know, I have that get back on the horse kind of mentality I want to go and cram it down everybody's throat.
In their butts.
And in their butts. So follow us on Instagram at Let's Get Dangerous Pod. Send us an email, letsgetdangerouspod@gmail.com.
And then what's the Twitter? I always fuck that one
Dangerous
up.
Let's.
We should fucking get a hold of whoever has Let's Get Dangerous and be
get a few more listeners first so you can have something to back it up with. And like our Facebook page. Search it. It's on there now. I've made a banner. It's kind of hard to read because I kind of crapped it together.
It looked pretty good. It's just a lot of gold.
It was a little too much. Yeah. I'll dial it down.
It looked good though. I liked it.
Cool.
And then you want to plug anything, Brad?
Always plugging Arriving in 4, my short on Vimeo. Two brothers wait for a car to take them or not to their father's funeral. Dramedy, dark comedy, good stuff. Starring myself, Cody Hamilton, Paul Sean Ward, who will hopefully, most likely, barring any dramatic catastrophes, be starring in my feature film Incubator as well.
When will you be doing that?
The first draft just got finished. I need to polish it up. I'm going to submit it to, there's basically only two contests that are worth entering, which is the Austin Film Festival, that's the Writers Film Festival, and then the Nickel, which is the Oscars AMPAS.
Okay.
But you basically have to write something dark and heavy and serious, you know, for Nickel. So I'm staking on Austin. And Cody Hamilton, one of my actors, my friend, and I are going to be going to Austin. So hopefully, you know, be in competition at that time.
Nice.
And then start trying to pull up the, not trying, I know I can. I can pull up, you know, 100 grand, make this movie right here in River City.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Just know that my services will be offered for acting. You just seen a little taste of what I can do.
And I'll do PA work. I don't care. I'll do it. Yeah, I just want to come and support. Coffee. Yeah.
I can throw my coffee in your face. That's cold!
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love that. But yeah, I You, God, there's been a few people since I moved here that I've liked meeting, and you are one of my favorites. So,
oh, man. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You're a good dude.
Yeah, I really, I love doing improv with you. I love watching your sets, the continuing saga of Aaron Rodgers. Yes, it's just getting, it's just escalating each time.
It continues to escalate.
Yes.
In the last session, I bought a house
with Aaron Rodgers.
I can keep Aaron safe in my basement. He's there now. You'll hear the details in April.
Yeah, but you're welcome on our podcast.
It's anytime. Fun. So much fun.
It's fun, man. It's fun to do. I just like bullshit and I get to know people.
Yeah.
Talk about whatever the fuck we got going on. It's fun.
Definitely.
Thanks for the listeners. Thanks for supporting the podcast. And
thanks for all those plays out of nowhere last Thursday.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
Blew my fucking mind.
Yeah. Well, everything jumped up a couple hundred.
Yeah. A few hundred.
Excellent. Excellent. Wow. You're getting some traction, huh?
Getting some traction, yeah.
Word of mouth. It's funny. It's like the recommended, like when I go to your page on Stitcher, it says, podcast like this, my favorite murder.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I would say we're like King and Sting, and that's probably it.
Yeah.
There must be keywords in your description.
5-star podcasts.
Associating you with murder.
No big deal.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the Let's Get Dangerous podcast, everybody. Stay sweet. Mwah.